Exercise 10, page 209.
I'm often asked at dinner parties or even on television or radio why I'm studying baboons. After all, as an anthropologist, shouldn't I be studying people and, if anything, looking for the fossilized bones of early humans? And this is obviously an important part of anthropology, but what we discovered years ago was that gorillas, chimpanzees and so on are not so far removed from what we used to be. It was only 4 to 8 million years ago that chimpanzees and early humans split from one another in the tree of evolution, after all, and that's not so long in evolutionary terms. So by looking at the gorilla or the chimpanzee, or in my case, baboons, we get great insight into human behavior. What's most amazing to me is the influence of stress on a baboon's life. You see, a baboon spends about 3 hours a day looking for food, and the rest of that time is spent interacting with their troop or group of baboons, which can number in the hundreds. They live long lives like us, and the only cause of stress seems to be their interactions with one another within the troop, especially among male baboons. They all want to be high up in the group, if not the number one male, and they spend their days fighting one another or plotting to overthrow the one above them. And what we find is that they often die of what in human medicine we would call stress-related diseases. You've got depression, you've got heart disease, you've got cuts that heal more slowly. Now, the baboons with the second highest amount of stress in their lives are the low-ranking males, because they get picked on a lot and have few rewards in their life. But interestingly, the baboons with the highest stress levels, and by a long way I may add, are the leaders, the top dogs, the alpha males. They have extraordinary levels of stress hormones in their bodies and get furious if they see a rival, so much as having a little sleep on the other side of a clearing. And they are the ones who are the unhealthiest, who look older sooner, who die younger. And which group has the lowest stress levels? Those mid-ranking baboons who have a calmer and better relationship with other baboons, male or female. They spend more time hanging out together, more time picking insects out of each other's fur, and they are healthier by far. And I think if we look at human society, we see something similar. Poverty causes suffering and illness, of course, but if we look at countries where most people are somewhat comfortable, we see that the ones with the greatest longevity are the ones with close family bonds, a sense of community, social bonds. The ones with high levels of stress and stress-related illnesses are countries where an individualistic philosophy dominates, where the individual is all important, and family, friends, community, and society are put in second place.